day. This is the only program you can listen to you don't have to agree with in order to feel like you're a part of what goes on here, because more information-oriented, it's sort of listen radio, if you will. A great American day with a great American person. That doesn't mean me. I guess we could... I don't know. I think I'm a pretty good American. I think Richie's a pretty good American. I think Jennifer's a good American. I think Jack Stockwell, who's here with us, is a good American. A very good American. In fact, he is full of information, full of life, full of help, full of hope. What more could you want? And he's also full of snot today. Perfect.
Nice. Wait, it's not true.
We've got some wildfires out here, and they're blowing around, and I'm just a little sneezy this morning.
Sneezy. I don't usually ever sneeze while I'm on the air. Last two or three days, I have. The allergies this year have come around. I've been mowing a lot of ragweed in certain fields to get rid of it and around the farm, and it does really settle in. And some of the allergy stuff you can take, there's some natural things that you can take from Standard Process. I know they're your favorite. I have a lot of things in my cabinet from Standard Process and other sources that helps to alleviate the allergy stuff. But what they say is true here. Jack is a NUCCA practitioner, NUCCA. For those of you who are new to the program or may not have heard Jack on with me before, he's here every week. He's a certified chiropractor, a doctor in his own right. Has a great website, jackstockwell.com. A lot of helpful information, CDs that will help you, I think, understanding better how many things in your body work. So the business about honey, local, natural honey, and how well that takes care of allergies, that and cinnamon together seem to do extraordinary job. What are the properties in these things? The obvious, if you think it through, the thing about honey is, that it is pollinated by the bees, and the bees are going back and forth with a connection or a contact with all of these various things that may cause you to sneeze or things that you'd be allergic to, right?
Well, precisely. It's just like drinking. The best water you can drink is the local well, wherever you're located, because it becomes a collection for things flowing through the air. The same thing with the honey. And but you want the local unfiltered honey.
Yeah.
You do not want processed honey.
No.
You know, they can take out the honeycomb, but you want the unfiltered
honeycomb,
honey.
Or what you be, my baby.
You knew you were going there.
Exactly. Yep, I can feel it.
We've been around you too long.
I keep going. Never mind.
I knew it before I even brought it up, but I did it anyway.
Okay, very nice. But I didn't disappoint you anyway. So honey is the natural local stuff.
Yes. And cinnamon has certain antihistamine effects.
Yeah.
So, you know, and again, the thing you want to do is to get the products that are the least processed by man.
Right. Okay. So here's another line that you hear often. The Bragg company is good. We sell this stuff, vinegar, vinegar?
Apple cider vinegar.
Apple cider. Yeah. Thank you, Jennifer.
Sure.
It's supposed to be very good for you. I take a capful a day. And I find that it helps me it helps clear up the things, the congestion in my throat, the things that, whatever it does, it gets it out of me.
I've got some congestion, like, in my ears, my eustachian tube.
Maybe you should pour some apple cider vinegar into your ear.
I'm going to try that.
Yeah.
Now, how do you take the capful, Doug?
Just whoosh, right down.
I just go. You don't dilute it with water or anything?
No, just swallow it.
Wow, you are a man.
I am.
How's your teeth enamel?
No, that's not the kind of stuff that affects your teeth, enamel. Things that attack your teeth, what we were talking about last week, the sugar, the carbonated drinks. Were you part of that conversation, Jack, last week?
Yes, sir, I was.
Yeah, okay.
So what about red wine vinegar? Like, it was red wine vinegar? I had some last night with some olive oil and some tomatoes and avocado. I mean, is it any kind of vinegar, or does it have to be that apple cider vinegar?
Well, apple cider, there's a book out called Folk Medicine, F-O-L-K, Folk Medicine, about how a medical doctor, D.C. Jarvis, it must have been like in the 50s, early 60s, went up to New Hampshire and studied all these people that were, for generations, have been using apple cider vinegar for almost everything, whether it's arthritis, whether it's upper respiratory problems, digestive problems, elimination problems, skin problems, hair problems. He would study these people, and they were using apple cider vinegar for almost everything, because it helps to acidify the system. You want part of your system to be alkaline. You want part of your system to be acid. And what there's a certain bacteria that we all have. You can't get away from it, and it's in the upper respiratory tract. And if the population gets a little high, you're going to get mucusy and the muck and the stuff building up in the throat. And with Doug taking a capful of this apple cider vinegar every day helps to keep the pH levels of the surface of the mucosa in the what's called the nasal pharynx, the upper throat, so that that stuff won't grow. And that's what gets rid of the congestion, the mucus, and these kinds of things. And when you take red wine vinegar, as long as it's as little processed as possible, you're still moving in the same direction.
All right. So this is Dr. Doug practicing without a license. Jack, I'd suggest that you take some of that and get rid of the congestion you have.
Yes.
Is that a good idea?
Yes.
All right, let me throw a tricky one at you, Jack.
All right, Richie.
My wife has been concerned for a while now because it seems like when she takes a shower, she'll have, like, a lot of hair on the floor of the shower. And she's like, that's a little bit more than should be natural. You know, and I lose my natural thing, but I get full head of hair.
Right, the bottom line is, what is problem? She's losing her hair. What's your
How old is she? No. She's 46. She's 46. Yet, we went to the beach last week, and she takes her shower, and she's like, I don't lose near as much hair when I take a shower here or when she goes to Columbia.
She just wants to move to the beach. What are you going to see that?
Well, when she's at the beach. And her friend, who lives about 8 miles away from us, has noticed the same thing, that she loses a lot of hair, but when she travels and takes a shower somewhere else, she doesn't lose as much hair. Is there something in the water?
There could be something in the water. It could be some kind of a stress condition. She's stressed out
being married to you.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, that's not what I heard. I heard Rich was one of the nicest guys in the world.
Yeah, yeah. Really? Yeah.
I listen to him almost every morning.
I listen to him.
Yeah. Anyway, but stress, just the stress of having to pick up and pack a bag and move is enough to trigger some of that. But it's a weakness in the follicles of the hair that could be that up and down. Just like the stock market right now up and down so much because of the weakness of the dollar, the weakness of the protein and the follicle structures in the head, at least a little bit of stress can come along, and suddenly you can see a whole bunch of hair on the bottom of the shower. And other days when things have been nice and smooth, you won't see a whole lot as well. Again, when I talked about D.C. Jarvis's book, Folk Medicine, and it's a little paperback, it's still in print, he talked about the ladies in New Hampshire who would have a full head of hair when they were in their 80s because they would do a regular apple cider vinegar rinse in their hair at night. Now, that's not the straight stuff that Doug's taken. You know, it would be like about a 75% distilled water, 25% apple cider vinegar solution, and do a good rinse of the scalp after shampooing the hair.
All right, the reason that is appropriate is because you plug up your follicles, the pores.
Precisely.
That the follicles are in get plugged up with the chemicals and the creams and the rinses and the shampoos, plugs things up. That's what stops the hair. So
that's
this stuff
part of it.
Cleans it out. That's definitely part of it.
Yeah. But then again, it creates a pH on the surface of the skin and on the scalp that promotes good hair growth. But also, there's some standard process products that are very good for it. You know, a lot of women that have come to me about this in my clinic, especially postmenopausal, who are just losing hair left and right, when they follow the protocol I give them, within 6 months, just a noticeable amount of hair growth.
What's the biggest ingredient when you...
Linum B6.
Okay.
I think that's what I've talked to Mike about before.
Yeah.
It's a particular form of oil plus an addition of a food-based vitamin B6 source that stimulates the follicles to put out a good growth of hair. And even fellows who have
time. Yeah.
Yes, it supplements from Standard Process.
Yeah. All right. So in terms of taking supplements, I found something from a website called Information is Beautiful. And they take a lot of the popular health supplements. And according to evidence-based, this is the Dr. Ken way of looking at supplements. The evidence shows that folic acid and garlic and St. John's wort and vitamin D and zinc and niacin and fish oil, omega-3 fish oil, especially dark chocolate, green tea, let's see here, vitamin K12, peppermint oil, NAC. What the heck is NAC?
I don't know
what NAC is. These were the most promising of all of the popular health supplements. CoQ10. Let's see here. Creatine. Is that how you pronounce it? Creatine?
Yeah, creatine.
Right. Antioxidant, calcium, vitamin D, that kind of stuff. So
again, it depends on the source.
Right. Well, this is a conventional sort of website.
Right.
It sort of has to swallow hard and admit, yeah, that there are some things that come that are homeopathic or that are supplemental that are actually important for you. Close to the line is honey and ginger and probiotics, magnesium, that kind of stuff. Valerian root, green tea, echinacea, aloe vera. We've been talking a lot about that lately. Cinnamon. So this is a website. If you want to check it out, it's called Information is Beautiful. And they have this whole sort of, it's actually an interactive thing. You put your cursor on the various things and find out more about, for example, green tea is good to help lower cholesterol. Dark chocolate is good for blood pressure. Folic acid is good for certain birth defects. Women pregnant all should have folic acid. You agree with that, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's critical for the development of the nervous system very early.
Can I ask you a question about that, Dr.
No.
Zach?
This is my program. How dare you interrupt our conversation?
This is a good female question, though. Does folic acid, is it possible that it also regulates your menstrual cycle?
Yes. Yeah. It is. It's intimately related with all of the...
Why did you ask that question?
I had an irregular menstrual cycle, and I started taking folic acid, and I'm like clockwork now. Would you like to ask any more questions?
No. So take that.
No, it's intimately involved with the nutrition of the nervous system.
Right.
And the nervous system controls everything.
It certainly
nothing does. Starts, nothing stops without the nervous system telling it one way or the other.
Yep.
And when there's any kind of weakness or interruption in normal nerve function, there's going to be some kind of a symptom that shows up as a result.
There you go. Dr. Jack Stockwell, brought to us by the folks who bring you eFoods, free food that is available. If you go to the DougStephan.com website, the friend section has the toolbar, the gold rectangular spot in there in my friend section. You click on that, you can order. I think it's 12 different meals, isn't it?
12 servings.
12 servings.
Three different meals.
Yep.
And the number of people who are doing that with you is growing.
And if you go, again, DougStephan.com, you see the eFood logo. Actually, it comes up on the right-hand side of the homepage in our circular that focuses on some of the products that we want to help promote. This is something that is good for almost anything you can think of. Put it away for bad weather. You want to have something nutritious that's inexpensive. There's hardly, you can't find fault with this, Jack.
Well, they put their product where your mouth is.
Yeah.
They'll send you 12. You 12 free servings for you to try it out for yourself and see if this is, you know, this is something as delicious as Doug and Jack says it is. It is.
Well, Richie's, I think, Richie, you tried it, or somebody tried it.
I've ordered mine.
Add a little water.
Yeah, it's free. What the heck?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, it's free.
Water.
It's free for people.
Put water, hot water. Bring it on the plane with you, for heaven's sakes. When you're taking it, you don't want to buy the $12 Boston Market sandwich that's garbage anyway. So take this with you. You get some hot water from the flight attendant. Mix it up, and you got a yummy meal.
It works that fast.
Yeah, it's really cool. And it's free. Get started. Free food gives you an idea of what the whole thing is all about. Why wouldn't you want to try it out? And then you'll see how good it is. You go from there. Doug's helping you out. Jack's helping you out. It's free e-food. Go to DougStephan.com and look for that gold rectangular box that says e-food on it. And have your free food sent to your house. JackStockwell.com is his website.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
The Ballad of Davy Crockett. When I was a kid, Davy Crockett was my hero. I had a coonskin cap.
Oh, they sell more of those things.
I had a lunchbox.
Yeah. Can you imagine Doug going to school with his little Davy Crockett lunchbox with his tofu burger in it?
I didn't need tofu burgers.
You would have been kicked out of the Davy Crockett.
With his organic fruit. If you guys keep making fun of me, there's going to be serious retribution.
Born on the mountaintop in Tennessee. Green estate in the land of the free. Raised in the woods so he knew every tree. Killed him a bar when he was only three. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
Second verse, check it out.
Ready? He fought single-handed through the Indian War. Till the creeks was whipped and peace was in store. And while he was handling this risky chore, made himself a legend forevermore.
Did he just say engine wars?
Engine wars, yes.
The man who don't know fear.
Don't know fear. All right, Richie, keep going. Davy Crockett is the focus here on Good
Day. No kidding, really?
Went off to Congress and served a spell, fixing up the government and laws as well. Took over Washington, so I heard tell. And patched up the crack in the Liberty Bell. Davy, Davy Crockett, seeing his duty clear.
Get that verse on. Right. Is this almost over?
Yeah, this is the last verse.
When he come home, his politicking was done. While the Western March had just begun. So he packed his gear and his trusty gun. And lit out a grinning to follow the sun. Davy, Davy Crockett,
okay. So here's the 2020 trivia question. Davy Crockett died on this date in 1786. Wait, gonna do the other version?
Yeah, we'll just let it go while you're talking.
All right. So Davy Crockett ended his life involved in something, and maybe. I think people of most ages know the story. Let's find out. 800-510-8255. At the end of this song, which basically surrounded the television show that was on, Fess Parker played Davy Crockett for six, seven, eight years.
He has an awesome winery, by the way.
Yeah. Well, he died, didn't he, last year?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he played the role as long as there was a good story. The story ended on this day in, I'm sorry, in 1836. I said 1786. That was his birthday.
He was killed in 1836. What did he do? What? How did his life end? What's the story? How well do you know that story?
Davy Crockett's life.
Yes.
Okay.
800-510-8255. You know the answer, Richie?
I do not. I don't remember. I'm sure when I hear it, I'll go, oh,
Jennifer,
man.
You know the answer?
No idea.
No, okay, all right. And, so how did one of the most famous, and this is a real, I mean, this guy didn't just, this isn't just somebody's story. This is a real guy who did all the things that were in the song, probably not quite the way they are demonstrated in the song.
Programming note.
Yes, Rich.
If you dig this story,
yeah,
you'll dig tomorrow morning and the next hour from where we are right now,
right,
where we'll talk to a guy who has found a book that says proves that Butch Cassidy lived until 1934
yeah.
and died of natural causes right. when it was thought he died in a gun shoot, a shootout right. in Bolivia.
Right.
So
I told you that before. You never heard me tell you that
no,
before?
No, I don't know that I did. But yeah. Now they have a book who they say the only way the person who wrote the book could have known the things they knew right. is they it had to be him. Butch Cassidy right. and the book was written in the 30s.
Right. There you go. All right. So we fast backward, not forward. To 1836, a story of Davy Crockett and all the things he did with his life, sort of well handled in the song. It doesn't tell the end, the last chapter of his life. It stops before it gets to the last chapter. It sort of says he sets out to explore. Where did he end up and how did he die and with whom? 800-510-8255. We'll give you some of our e-food, some meals of that great e-food as the prize when you call the right answer. 28 after on Good Day.
All of a sudden, life got too tame.
Ray, technician from Safe Light Auto Glass.
A chip is 1,000 microcracks waiting to spread. One big bump and crack. We'll have to replace the whole windshield. But not if we repair the chip first with Safe Light's exclusive resin. It bonds stronger and lasts longer than other resins. And we guarantee it for life. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's no cost to you.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Ambrin, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-685-0205. That's 1-800-685-0205. 1-800-685-0205.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she's gonna love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Wait any longer, because Jennifer is back and Richie's back and I'm back and Davy Crockett is back. For those of you who missed, we have two different versions of the song. You found a new one, Richie.
Well, you know how it always drives me nuts when you want to play these songs that are like 60
the
years
moldy,
old.
The moldy, oldie, goody, goldie, smart, rusty rack of wrinkled records.
The ones from when you were a little kid.
Yes,
like,
when I was a little
man.
Kid. Yeah, right.
Well, we found a way to update you with the Kentucky Headhunters.
Really?
Doing a little updated, cool version of your little Davy Crockett song.
How old is this? Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee. Good. I like it. Like it, Jen?
I like it.
Let's see how he says bear.
He was only three. Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
That's all right. Got a
word. Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
Next verse, not the same as the first. All right? This is version three.
Leave your mercy beat alone.
Up through the woods, he's a marking along.
Who did this? Michael find this?
Yeah, Kentucky Headhunters. That's awesome.
Baby.
Now, I ask you.
I like this.
Friends.
No, I like
how many radio shows will you hear three different versions of the Davy Crockett theme?
And would ask you to vote. Do you like one, two, or three better?
Right. If I keep playing it, we'll ask that of the people who have called in, Regina.
I know we will.
Okay. There we go. All right, just keep
and a guitar lead, too.
Yeah. All right, Jennifer.
Yes.
We have New Mexico, Texas, Michigan, North Carolina. A lot of Texas callers. I wonder why. All right, hold on. Never mind. Crank it up.
Why do you guess that there are a lot of Texas calls?
Make sure you don't lose this one, Richie.
I'm going to delete the other versions.
Yeah, that's fine. This is good.
Wow, frontier. This has got a little kick.
It does. Kind of like a Chick's beer and cash story from earlier in the day.
That's right.
All right, here's Jim at Colorado Springs, Colorado. Hello, Jim. Welcome to Good Day.
Hello.
Which one of those tunes do you like the best, by the way? Which one of the three Davy Crockett tunes do you like the best?
Well, the last one had the most depth to it. It is kind of cool.
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah, definitely.
But did you, were you thinking of your youth, your ill-spent youth, when you heard either of the other two?
Well, yeah, I remember the old TV show that used to come on.
Right, yeah, exactly. All right, so the story of Davy Crockett ended where and how?
He died defending the Alamo.
He was at the Alamo with whom? John Wayne, Richard Widmark.
The big soldiers.
Yeah,
right. Actually, Davy Crockett was played by John Wayne, and then Widmark played Jim Bowie. And there have been about a dozen Alamo movies, but the one that John Wayne produced and starred in himself was the one that pretty much got the story told, I think, at least, you know, from the theoretical lore department. But Davy Crockett went to the Alamo when he heard the story, and he lost his life there. He was, at the time of his death, 50 years old. That's all. He'd done all those things in 50 years. Pretty interesting. Pretty
wow.
Amazing.
Did you know there was a version of the Alamo movie made in 2004 with Dennis Quaid and Billy Bob Thornton?
I do remember.
Yes,
that.
I did. Yeah.
Jason Patrick
yeah.
Wilson.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't think it did that well at the box office.
Apparently not. I have no recollection of that one.
All right. So, Jim, I'm going to take care of you with some free e-food. Hold on here for just a second. I'm going to do a little survey. Hey, Stephen, which of those three songs did you like the best? Which version?
Honestly, the first one. I got to go with the first one.
He went with the first one.
He's going old school on
this. All right, Richie,
cool.
Keep track of this, okay?
Okay.
Mike, which version, 1, 2, or 3 of the Davy Crockett tune did you like the best?
I kind of like the last one.
Last one. Like that one. Okay. May Lynn, which one did you like the best? Hello.
Aw.
All right, well, listen.
May Lynn.
Joe, which one did you like best, 1, 2, or 3?
Number 1.
So it's number 1 and number 3 in a tie now. Thank you. Tim, which one did you like best?
I think I like the second one best.
You're the only one so far, the second one. All right, he likes to say, just to be different. He's being different, Richie.
Yeah.
Richard, what do you think? 1, 2, or 3 of the Davy Crockett tunes?
Oh, you got to love the original.
The original.
Wow.
Yeah, there he is. So that's number 1. Number 1 now eking by number 3, Richie.
Yes, it is.
Here's Richard. Richard is in Palestine. How far is the Alamo from you, Richard, in Palestine?
Oh, about 300 miles.
Is it that far away? I didn't think it was that far. All right.
Did you think that Davy Crockett was a congressman?
He was. We were talking about that before, yes. Yep.
Oh.
That was after he killed the bar.
Right, when he was only 3.
Isn't that why they call the Tennessee Volunteers?
Yes. Yep, you got it.
He recruited some volunteers.
Yep, he brought them out there. That's right. Exactly. Correctly. You have you've put the story together correctly. All right. So which one of the tunes, versions of Davy Crockett do you like? 1, 2, or 3?
I like 1. How's Charlotte doing?
Charlotte's doing well. We got a new picture of her. Today's picture on our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/goodday show. All right. Check it out. Thanks, Richard, and thanks for asking. Let's see here. Richard, you still there?
Yes.
Did I meet you when I was in Palestine?
No.
Didn't meet you. All right. Because Charlotte was there with me. All right. Thank you for asking. It was very sweet of you. Yvonne, which one of the versions did you like? 1, 2, or 3?
What's wrong? Hello?
Hello. Wait a minute. There's an echo. Yes. Hello. Hello.
This is Yvonne.
I think I said that.
Hi, Yvonne. This is Rich.
Yvonne.
He's Doug, and she's Jennifer.
Jennifer over there. Say hi to everybody,
nice
Yvonne.
To meet you.
Very nice. Yeah.
Yes. Hi. Yeah, I like number 1 better.
Number 1.
It reminded me of when my brother and I were kids.
Yeah, that's it.
Aww.
So number 1 is really pulling ahead here, Richie, don't you think? Jeff.
Yeah, it sure is.
What's the verse that's missing?
The verse that I remember as a kid when I first heard that song was, his land is biggest, his land is best, from grassy plains to the mountain crest. He's ahead of us all and leading the test by following his legend right into the west. Davy Crockett, da-da-da-da.
King of the Wild Frontier.
Now, we listened to 3 versions of that song. I didn't hear that, no.
No, but that was the one I remember as a kid. You know, I certainly didn't create this.
No, but you know what, Jeff? because you've done such a stellar job in figuring out we're going to send you some free e-food. How's that for a deal? All right.
You will not starve
today, at least not on my watch. Which of the versions did you like, 1, 2, or 3 best?
I like number 1.
Number one. The original TV theme
wins.
Yeah.
Born on the mountaintop in Tennessee.
The Disney singers.
Green estate in the land of the.
Who'd have thought we could have gotten 15 minutes out of this?
Yeah, I would have never thought of this.
When he was only 3. Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
Now we're not going through the whole thing.
No,
that's enough.
Thank you. I wouldn't have thought we'd have gotten. I wouldn't have thought we were getting 15 minutes.
You know, I was just sitting here to myself thinking, I cannot believe I've let him go with this for this long. But it was fun. I had a good time.
Yeah, of course it was fun.
Yeah.
All right. I have a new census form. Going to do a special census this year. And the question has come up whether or not I have any dependents.
Dependents.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
So I've decided this is going to be my reply.
Uh-huh, Charlotte, yeah.
Yeah. No, well, Charlotte, Jennifer,
right.
Rich.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Nice. Let's see here. 12 million illegal immigrants, 3 million crackheads, 42 million unemployable people, 2 million people in over 243 million prisons. I'm sorry, not million. 2 million people in 243 prisons. And the folks who are in Washington, basically, decided to declare that they are all my dependents.
Good answer.
Yes, right? Indeed.
Let's see here. I'm not sure that this was actually acceptable. Look at the form. After I did that, I did push 1 for English. Right. My new census form. Okay, folks.
I like it.
Just a little bit of a hoo-ha. So the take your breath away portion of the Doug Stephan Good Day program, before we get to Dr. Ken, I have, you know, I love these sort of, I don't know if they're spiritual moments, but they are not headbangers. They are head warmers. I love what I call head warmers. You know how I talk about what life is about and what success is about and how you can handle. Most every day there are moments that I will devote to this because I think it's important. It sets the tone. I hope it sets the tone for a lot of people who just may want to think about what it is in life that's important to you. Family, home, security, all those things are important. I find that light is very important. You know how we talk about much of what goes on in the radio world, the radio stations that I'm associated with, and many of the stations, because even though we're on music stations and we're on alternative stations, we're on a lot of political talk stations. Richie, wouldn't you think a couple of hundred of the stations
are
political talk stations?
Yes, yes, yes.
And they deal with heat and not light. I like to think that this program deals with light. And Edith Wharton wrote that there were two ways of spreading light. You can be the candle or the mirror that reflects it. Which would you prefer? To be the candle or the mirror that reflects? And there's not a right or a wrong answer. I think you could be either. And I wonder whether, Richie, you think of yourself as the candle or the mirror that reflects that light in the candle?
You know, that's a funny question. I'm actually, my first initial response is both. Mm-hmm. It depends on who I'm with and the situation I'm in.
Yeah.
Many times I am the candle, and many times I'm the mirror that reflects it.
Mm-hmm. And what about you, Jen?
I would say both, too, but if I had to pick one, I'd rather be the candle.
Yeah, obviously you'd rather be.
The candle is the source of the light, and the mirror is the person that absorbs, or the object that absorbs that light, and if you're doing a good job, it reflects back. And hopefully it reflects back well on you. I think that's the worthwhile part. That's the takeaway. What do they call it? The teachable moment. Oprah used to refer to them as teachable moments. Two ways of spreading light. To be the candle or the mirror.
Is that kind of like you? Sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. Unless you're the, well, never mind. I don't want to spoil that. That's think about that sort of today. It's a powerful sort of. I don't know if it's, that's not an idiom, but it's a powerful phrase that you can think about life. Two ways of spreading light, the candle or the mirror that reflects it. 15 before the hour, I'll tell you, Dr. Ken, in my opinion, is the candle. And we can be the reflectors of his knowledge. Daily dose of important medical information right around the corner here on Good Day.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free Bic product when you buy any two. Mix and match pens, markers, pencils, highlighters, and correction tape. With a deal like this, you won't have to shop around. And you also won't have to hear,
"Mom, I need more pens, stat."
Or,
"I just couldn't finish my homework, Mom. My pen ran out."
Or our favorite,
"I didn't know I needed a number 2 pencil for that test."
Get a free Bic product when you buy any two. Staples. That was easy. In-store only. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. Ends 9/3/11.
Hey, guys. Let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com. to find out more.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com?
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 Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com? Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, is here with his daily dose of important medical information. Number one is the story Richie earlier. Well, we always are sort of talking about Richie and his drinking. He wants us to think that he was a big time drinker when he was younger. So apparently, Ken, he's not ever going to get Alzheimer's or dementia.
Well, I can't guarantee him that, but I can tell him that out of the medical journal Neuropsychiatric Disease and Treatment this morning, Doug, they're drinking moderate. That's the key word here.
Oh, that's where I'm at now.
Moderate amounts of alcohol, especially wine, may lower the risk of dementia. Moderate drinkers, Doug, they were 23% less likely to develop dementia, Alzheimer's disease, and other forms of cognitive impairment. Big word for describing the decline in thinking skills that we see often as we get older. But moderate drinking, it's generally defined as a maximum of 2 drinks per day for men and 1 drink per
alcohol,
day for women.
Alcohol, wine, anything?
What if I don't drink for 5 or 6 days and save my 2 up?
Can't do
I
that.
Don't think
that,
you can get a savings account for that.
Unfortunately, that's binge drinking.
Dang.
All right, so Jennifer, you got to help me find a wine that I'm going to enjoy and take every
okay.
night.
Okay. I actually cut out an article for you. I'll send it your way.
You'd right. love Opus. Can't afford it. But
who doesn't love Opus? He wouldn't like it. It would go to waste on him.
Yeah, it would.
All right, coffee and an anti-cancer link, explained Ken.
Proceedings of the National Academy of Science. This is interesting and exciting. Coffee has been shown to reduce the risk of skin cancer by helping kill off damaged cells that could otherwise turn into tumors.
Do you drink it or you put it on your skin?
Both. The findings indicate that moderate caffeine drinking, this means about 1 to 2 cups, or perhaps, yes, even applying the coffee to the skin could be useful in warding off non-melanoma cancer. This is the most commonly diagnosed drug of all.
I'm the healthiest guy on this show, buddy. You may not want to admit it, but I am.
Cancer and coffee.
I am Jack LaLanne, man.
Yes, you are, Rich. That's for sure. Right. Get you out there and pull those boats across the Potomac.
That's right. I can do it.
All right, so put your, instead of drinking your coffee today, put on your arms, your neck, and your ears.
While you're taking a glass of wine.
All right, Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The wonderful Wizard of Oz. We hear he is the Wizard of Wiz, if ever a Wiz there was. If ever, oh, ever a Wiz there was, the Wizard of Oz is one because of the wonderful things he does.
Yeah.
We're off to see the Wizard.
This so holds up over time. The Wizard of Oz premiered today back in 1939. Gala premiere. First movie to use the combination of black and white and color film. Follow the Yellow Brick Road. How many other you remember? Toto.
I thought that was colorized after the fact. It was.
I do not believe that was the case.
Checker,
you're our expert.
No, that's not the case. The first 20 minutes are in black and white, and then when they arrive in Oz, it goes to color.
It's so pretty, and you can see the sparkle.
They didn't get the Oscar for the best movie and the best song, Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Other great songs, Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead. And let's see, it'd be a great...
I don't believe it won the Oscar for best picture. You know, it's funny, I've said this many times on the show, that year, 1939, Gone with the Wind also came out.
No, it did win for best movie score, song. No, you're right, it didn't win for best picture. You're pretty smart, Chucker. Good for you.
Thank you. But Victor Fleming, a director, directed both films, Gone with the Wind and The Wizard of Oz.
Wow.
Which is incredible. I mean...
How do you do that in the same year?
I don't know. To undertake those two massive projects, one director in the same year is incredible.
Hey, Chuck, remember when... you and I are the same age, in our mid-40s. Remember when we were kids, and Jennifer, even when you were a kid, how every year, before cable... This movie, these movies, Gone with the Wind and
Gone with the Wizard
Wind
is the one that won the Oscar that year. You'd pointed that out.
Always on TV at the same time.
They would be
holidays.
Right. They would be on once a year. You knew it. And it was kind of like a big event. Like everybody kind of, okay, The Wizard of Oz is on again. Let's get the family around and watch the movie. And you would.
Babes in Toyland was another one.
Babes in Toyland, another one. Yeah. Now it's like, okay, it's buried on cable somewhere. And sure, they'd still play it. But when, where, I don't know.
Well, because when we were...
Today, you're going to be show up somewhere.
There was three networks and a couple local stations.
Yeah,
and that
right.
was it. That now was there's, it. You know, yep. 800 stations.
Yep, you're right. Okay, we get to Chuckers Movie News and our poll for the day, which has to do with that box in front of you, the video screen. Chuckers, our expert on video, DVDs, movies, that sort of thing. We continue with him. He's the blogger, too, by the way, who is responsible for Entertainment Today and Beyond. Go to DougStefan.com, click on Chuckers Picture. You go there, find out his opinions on so many of the things that are around and available for your entertainment these days.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're getting me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
"Hey, Mom! The X key is missing." That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
"Mom, what is a floppy disk?"
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
"Hey, thanks, Mom."
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
I was looking at the movies that came out of this date in 1996. Robert De Niro in The Fan, which was Wesley Snipes, Ellen Barkin, Benicio Del Toro. Remember that one? Chucker, that was a pretty good movie, as I recall, wasn't it?
It was directed by Tony Scott. It's a decent watch.
Also on this date, Tales from the Crypt presents Bordello of Blood. You must have seen that.
Ooh.
Dennis Miller was in it.
Yeah, Dennis Miller was in that. You're right.
Chris Sarandon, Corey Feldman, Angie Everard. Miller's a pretty talented guy, I think. Is he as talented as Jon Stewart? Do you think he has as good a way with him communication-wise as Stewart?
He's got a quick wit. There's no doubt. He's got a quick mind. He's,
all right. What's in your movie news department today?
Okay, Doug, with the with Rise of the Planet of the Apes being both a critical and box office success, reports have it that 20th Century Fox will produce two sequels, making it a trilogy. Ideas are being actively developed by the screenwriters of that film. Other news, filming has begun on the sequel to G.I. Joe. Bruce Willis and Dwayne The Rock Johnson join the cast. Channing Tatum, one of the original cast members, will return, one of the few. And TV news of interest, actor Dominic Chianese, who played Uncle Junior on The Sopranos, joining the cast of HBO's Boardwalk Empire. He will appear in 6 of the 12 episodes.
The poll today, how many hours a day do you spend watching TV? A, more than 4. B, between 2 and 4. C, between 1 and 2. D, less than an hour. E, I hardly ever watch TV. Something to be considered. Chuck Curry on Good